How are we doing?
Josh, what is it like when it seems to be everything is clicking?
I mean, it feels good, I'll tell you that. Again, I think this could have easily been a game where we had 10 days off and let up on the gas. Didn't sense that from our guys. A lot of urgency throughout the week. Practiced really hard. Had a really good game plan. I thought Joe called a great game today. We went out there and executed. But again, that we didn't win it today. We won it, you know, in the last 10 days. And good thing about that is we had 10 days off. And the bad thing about it is now we got a short week and we're going into a really hostile environment. With the Ravens and two-time MVP Lamar. So we're gonna have a turn this real quick and start focusing on them ASAP.
Dr. Josh, again, great performance, surgery with the chainsaw, four Eagles, no bogeys. What was going on in your mind running out of the tunnel on a Monday night and the importance of setting the tone early?
I think it's the same mindset that I've had throughout the season. We're just trying to go 1-0 each week. And again, I think last week we found it through running the ball, and this week we knew we were going to have to throw it. And again, guys made plays. They played us in a lot of man, and again, we just guys making plays. Our offensive line blocked their tails off, and our defense gave us some good field position. So it was a very complimentary football win tonight, and you love seeing those.
Josh, can you touchdown reception? Can you take us through that play?
Keon? Yeah, just kind of a play action, two-guy route. They're playing man-to-man, and I'm just kind of reading wherever the safety goes. I'm throwing it to the other guy, and he did a good job of getting on the hump and running and making a play. And happy for him getting his first one. Got Ray Davis in the end zone, his first one. Those are special moments that you'll always remember, so it's good to see those guys get in.
Josh, Shakir does not miss a pass. You haven't missed him in, the last 10 games. Why is he able to, every time he's targeted, he finds a way to catch the ball?
I can say this over and over. He's a freaking football player. He's like an emphasis on football. He loves the game. He does things the right way. He's so selfless in his approach throughout the week. He may get two passes during practice. And again, he just keeps finding ways to be in the right spot at the right time, and he makes plays. And that's just kind of his MO. I freaking love him. I'm so proud of him and his trajectory that he's done in his career so far. We got a lot of work to do, a lot to learn from and grow from, and that's where I'm excited because, again, he's just a football player. He does things the right way, and you can't help but root for the guy.
Josh, 6 different players scored a touchdown tonight. What does that say about this offense of what you guys are trying to do?
No, I think it's paying dividends of what we've worked on throughout the entire offseason and through training camp of the everybody eats mentality. It could be your play, this play. You never know when it's going to happen, and that's the beauty of it. When guys get to buy into this and really understand, I may not get the ball 4 or 5 times thrown to me a game, but the 1 or 2 times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. And it's a fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And again, I think throughout practice, we've just had this mindset of hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right
Josh,
now.
Josh, a couple hours ago, LeBron James tweeted, "I really like watching Josh Allen play football."
That's pretty cool. I've been wearing LeBron's cleats, the Fruity Pebbles, at practice for that reason. I'm a big fan of his, and coming from him, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, NBA basketball player of all time. I think that's pretty cool.
Sticking with Shakir, that first drive got cut short. You don't convert that 4th down. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, I think honestly, they went to a zone coverage, which that play's not great in. But again, the pre-snap motion that Joe has in and the smartness of Khalil to get out there quickly just kind of forces them to move. And I think they just kind of lost him. Everybody kind of rolled to the right. And it was just an easy pitch and catch. Let them go do the work. It was just a good play design.
Josh, 3-0 right now. You've been there, done that. Naturally, we know this team is going to get all the love this week. But how do you remind these guys it's still a long way to go?
One game at a time. You don't win a Super Bowl, get into the playoffs with 3 games, and I think this team understands that. We'll watch this film and put this behind us as quickly as we can you know, like I said, we have a really good team that we're going into, and, you know, we got to be ready.
Now, you know, LeBron play was a first-team All-State tight end. We like a lot of tight ends here. How do you think he'll fit in this offense?
Well, we can throw him a few fades. I'd love that.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Got Vaughn and Jamar coming at the same time. Jamar, first career interception. Can you take us to the play and the feeling afterward?
Just seeing the shot formation, so you know I got my depth, and you know just watching quarterback eyes was able to make a break and you know make a play on the ball. Felt good, man. Felt good getting that first one out of the way.
Vaughn, you just tied Derek Thomas, 17th on time. You know, how important is that, and you know how it is to, you know, tie such a Hall of Famer in Derek Thomas?
It's dope, but you know, DeMar with his first interception, the crowd went crazy. Everybody ran out on the field, man. It was inspiring. And back to your question, Derek Thomas, he's been my idol since, you know, before I came into the league. Coach Kynes, he was at Alabama with Cornelius Bennett and Derek Thomas, and when he came to Texas A&M, he had said that I remind them of Derek Thomas, and I've been a fan of Derek Thomas ever since, and that's why I wore number 58 in Denver, and you know, I got all the love and respect for Derek Thomas and his legacy and his career. So it's a huge accomplishment. I'm not gonna sit here and act like it's not. It's a huge accomplishment to be able to tie him for sure. But we're still going.
Vaughn, the way that you did that sack, how important was that for you, the way you chased down that quarterback?
You know, it's you know, we got a saying in the D-line room, it takes energy to rush. You know, it's not always going to be on the first move, not always on the second move. You got to have energy and pursuit to rush, and that's just how we coach it. And it showed today. And another thing about coaching, our coaches are doing an incredible job. Coach Babbage, Marcus West,
yes,
Joe, the offensive coordinator, really all of these coaches. This is my 14th year in the league, and we have some incredible coaches and incredible teachers. To be able to dial it up like that and score 40 points and hold the other team to 10 points, that's not all players out there. Our coaches do an incredible job getting us ready to go and getting the mindset ready to go, and an incredible job teaching. So had to give the coaches their flowers while we had this moment.
Tamar, held a pit, man.
A pit.
Now, you was the last one running out of that tunnel. What was your mindset on, you know, just setting the tone early?
You know, that's the mindset always, you know, trying to get out there and get off to a fast start just to build momentum into the game. You know, for the offense to go down and score 7 points like that, and then us to get that first three and out, you know, we started momentum fast. We started early. And, you know, we was able to just keep building on it throughout the game.
What was it like for you to run out of that tunnel?
Man, it was special, you know. We all know my last start on Monday Night Football and how that game went. So to be able to, you know, come all the way back from that and to have a special moment like that, you know, it's all God right there, you know. So, you know, I've been giving him the praise like crazy lately, you know, because, like, It wasn't easy, but you know, I'm super thankful to my teammates for just the support and the love. You know, that was encouraging, and it makes all the emotions way easier when you just go out there and you think about, I just want to make plays for my teammates. You know, it makes it all simple again.
DeMar, were there any nerves heading back out there on a Monday night and running out?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, there's nerves with every game, you know, but that's a part of the process. I just mean you're human and you care, you know. And, you know, sitting up here with Vaughn, you know, that's somebody I talked to about, you know, just the mental process and the mindset of the game, you know. And he always been telling me, you know, like, this is what we do, you know. Like, there's really nothing that we do better than this. We've been doing this since we was kids. And when you put that in perspective, you know, it takes all of that and it empties the cup of that for sure.
DeMar, your teammates have praised you for your confidence on the field. What has allowed you to be so confident when you're playing?
Repetition, you know, just practice, you know, just making sure that I know what's going on, making sure that I'm in my spots, I get the looks, you know, I'm watching film, that's where I get most of my confidence from. But also, man, just that dog mentality, like, I've been doing this forever, you know, I have that mentality that I want to win, I want to compete, on every snap. So it's like, you know, I'm taking the field each play trying to win, you know, regardless of the situation.
Vaughn, you know, from year one to year three now, just care to talk about how this defense has evolved since you ended?
Back again to the coaches. The coach is doing a great job coaching the scheme, and the front office has done a great job of getting guys that fit this scheme in here in Buffalo. You got to love football to come here and play for Buffalo. You have to love it. You know, when you walk into that facility, it's sunny, but when you walk out, it could be Game of Thrones weather out there. You know, winter is coming year-round, so you have to love football. But every day we walk into that facility, it's 4th of July. You know, Dr. Dez does a great job of getting our mindset ready to go. Everybody in there is all about winning, from the ladies in the cafeteria and the men in the cafeteria to the front office workers to the media staff. Everybody's all about winning, and it's inspiring for us to just go out there and just – all we had to do was just focus on football. We got everything else. Facilities are nice. Food is great. All our coaches are great. It really puts it in perspective for us that all we got to do is just go out here and play football. And we got great teachers that's going to dial it up, like I said before, Bobby Babbage. Marcus West, offense and defense, all of these coaches do an amazing job, and it shows whenever we go out here and play for sure.
So the chickens are hatching.
Yeah, the chickens are good. And while we at it, HEB in Texas, you go to HEB Central Market and go get Greener Pastures chicken. You know, y'all go check it out. You know, we're going to Houston in a couple of weeks, so y'all go check it out at Central Market.
Kevin, talk about Javon Solomon's first sack, man. How excited were you?
I wasn't surprised or satisfied, because he's been doing that since he came here in minicamp. He's in OTAs. He's been going crazy since OTAs, and I have a really good bond with Javon. He came down to Dallas and we kicked it. He came to the Pass Rush Summit. You know, I love the guy. My kids call him Uncle Vaughn, and it gets kind of weird in the meeting room because they just be like Vaughn. We got the same name. And you know, he's a sponge, man. All he wants to do is rush and be great. And it shows, man. What he did today, he's been doing that in practice all the way since April. You know, he did that in the preseason as well. So he has a really, really bright future. I'm a huge fan of his. And it's always great when the good guys win. You know, Javon, DeMar, it's always great when you see the good guys win. Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right, guys.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Thanks.
Hey, there he is.
All right, Khalil, you know, obviously they had shown the first 2 weeks that they were committed to playing a lot of man coverage. What was kind of your attitude about attacking that, the confidence level you had attacking that going into this game?
Yeah, like you said, we knew that going into the game that they were a man team. If they're showing zone looks, they were pretty much matching and playing man. So, I mean, obviously, that was the first time we got that. And I think it was more just a mindset to all the wideouts, tight ends, and everybody who was getting man coverage was just like, it's time to show out. You know, man coverage is the best opportunity to make plays. And obviously, you know, we got to get open, and it was you know, Josh trusting us to get open and then making plays from there. So it was smooth to you know, get a man game and be able for, you know, everybody to make plays. So it was definitely good to see.
And could you talk about your touchdown? It was kind of like a shallow cross against man coverage, right?
Yeah, it was just a shallow runaway route. It obviously was man, and Josh put the ball on the money, and she would just turn it up and make a play.
And do you think, you know, were you – are you surprised a team would play that much man against Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, if you turn it back to 17, I think he was well. He's a beast. I've said it a thousand times. I keep saying he's a freak of nature. I mean, even when he's throwing the ball, he's putting the ball to where only we can make a play on him. So, freak of nature, dog, I mean, all those things.
And Dalton, your touchdown with scramble drill, just kind of run walk us through that. You were on the other side of the field at the start, right?
Yeah, the defense actually had a great defense for that play. There's no chance of me getting the ball on that called route, and Josh scrambles. It's a great opportunity for us to go win and make a play, and he gave me a great opportunity, and we got to celebrate.
So you were double covered there, right? You came up like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was. I remember running the route, and I was like, "Well, there's no way I'm getting this ball," and then play breaks down a little bit, and then you have an opportunity to.
So that's a foot race between you and the linebacker there, right?
A little bit. I mean, I think he kind of lost me a little bit, and then just going across that back line, the safety didn't even see it, so
yeah.
Josh put in a great spot.
You set up that touchdown with the long pass. That one was man coverage, right?
Yeah, that was a man look.
Through that one. Was that a corner route, or what was that?
Similar to that. Defense playing man, obviously they're going to play outside leverage because their help's inside, so if you break their leverage a little bit, then you have an opportunity to win big, and we got to.
Thanks, guys.
Mark.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Are you sitting there?
Have I told you about that?
No, this is the funniest thing.
Obviously,
second big window.
Exclusive to Google.
I was like, yes.
We'll go ahead and get started here. I'll start off just a couple thoughts here, and I'll open it up to your questions. So, great environment, Monday Night Football in Buffalo. I can tell you this, man, I was pulling into the stadium, into the facility earlier this morning, and there was quite a gathering already with tailgaters out there, and just incredible, right? The support we get here, even on a Monday night, man, like, it's unreal. And we're so appreciative of the Bills Mafia. This is a tough place to play, and it's partly because of them. So the team, right? Good team win. I saw us working together, all three phases, supporting one another at times, and that was good to see. We're going to need more of that moving forward. And
Josh, you know, I think he hit 10 different receivers. His influence is felt not only through his play, but just the way he's leading our football team. Real happy to see. And the leadership group the same way. Coming off of a 10-day break, I think it was roughly 10 days. It's a long time to have a game and then not have another one, especially earlier in the year. And I thought the guys handled it extremely well, very mature. And that starts with our leadership group. Von Miller tying Derek Thomas for 17th. I think it's 17th on the all-time sack list. What an impressive accomplishment. Just incredible. And then DeMar, what a night for DeMar, right? At home on Monday Night Football, getting his first interception, I believe, of his NFL career. Is that right there? Yes. NFL career. And the journey that he's been on and how he's persevered. And then a lot of young guys got involved in the game. I won't name them all, but it was good to see those guys get involved, have some success, put in the work, and then reap the fruits of their labor. So I'll mention Keon's situation. So I sat Keon for the first quarter of the game. It will be a learning opportunity for him, and really it was an issue that dealt with being on time. And he knows he's accountable to his teammates. We addressed it. We support him, and we move forward. And I thought he played a good game tonight. Had that one, I think it was one catch for a touchdown there, so that was good to see. Time's yours. Yeah, you're good. Time's yours.
You've seen a lot of great play from Josh Allen over the years. Have you ever seen him quite as in command of the offense as he has been through three games here?
Yeah, that's a tough question to say that, you know, this was his best game in terms of being in command or what, but I just see it in practice during the week. And, again, he's leading from the front with our football team, with our offense, and then he's getting good support as well. I think our coaching staff has done a really good job, led by Joe. The quarterbacks that are in the room alongside of Josh have done a really good job as well, and just being team players, that's not easy to do. But the guys that are in there, I'm very unselfish in their approach, and I can't thank them enough. And that's, they've got a big hand in this as well. So, Josh really played well tonight for sure.
Sean, Josh said it's fun and wonderful to play on a team where guys don't care about who scores touchdowns and what stats they have. Can you just describe sort of the culture that you've seen among this team when it comes to that, the first month of the season or so?
I think, you know, everyone's really just focused on doing their job, trying to keep it as simple as we possibly can. And the guys do a really good job of coming in to work, coming in with a certain focus. And that's really where our focus is every week, is putting in the work, preparing the best that we can, and controlling the things that we can. And again, that goes back to Josh and the leadership group leading by example, number one.
Josh, were you happy with, I know Tyler has had some struggles, but he seemed to kick the ball a lot better today. Were you happy with his performance?
I was. You know, we had the one, unfortunately, that got blocked. We'll have to look at that early in the game, the extra point that is. But really impressed with his resiliency, and I thought he was striking the ball well tonight and getting that field goal at the end. I think it was 40 something there. So it was good to get that kick as well. So, and then his kickoffs looked like he was driving the ball well there. So step in the right direction, and we continue to move forward.
Sean, what have you thought about how Joe Brady has called the offensive games through the first three games here?
Yeah, you know, I think Joe has done a really good job. He understands the players that he has and their strengths, and that's a big piece of it week to week. And, you know, he's shown, which I think is important, that he's willing to do whatever it takes, run, pass, throw it deep, throw it short, in order to win. And that's, I think that's a strength as well. So without getting into, you know, too much strategy, Jay, you know, I've been very impressed with Joe and the offensive staff, and just, you know, the overall collaboration. I think one of Joe's greatest strengths is that he's a good listener, and that's an important piece.
Sean,
Sean, quick follow-up on Keon. Was that something that happened during the week? Was it something that happened today? And how did he handle that when you told him?
Yeah, I don't want to give out details. I don't think it's necessary, Matt. And I'm just very, impressed with the way Keon handled it. And then to go back out there in the second quarter, and I think it was the second quarter when he caught the touchdown pass. So I know how important his teammates are to him, and again, this will be a learning opportunity for him.
A lot of the touchdown drives today and last couple of weeks have been longer, sustained drives, but that one right before halftime, it was under a minute to go, Josh took him downfield. Just what did you like about the way the offense quickly moved downfield there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to stop on defense. Something right before half. I know we got to stop, and then we're able to go get another score before halftime, which was key for us because they were getting the ball. They were getting the ball after half, so they were threatening us with a potential double dip situation. They score before half and then get the ball first after half, and our defense stood up, and then the offense took over. And we practiced those. We practiced those situations. As much as we can during the week, and I saw the calm and the poise and the execution, being where it needed to be.
Sean, second straight week, I believe, no sacks given up, no turnovers, playing clean like that, especially on the offense. What does that do for the overall rhythm of the offense and for your defense when you're continually moving the ball because you're not giving the other team those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, that's, sometimes you got to start by making sure you don't lose the game, right? I say it's a negative, connotation, but I think there's quite a few games around the league that are lost more so than those that are won. By the number one reason usually is the ball. So I applaud our offense, our special teams as well. Brandon, I thought he made some good decisions with the ball back there. Brandon Codrington, our returner, and let's not forget he's a rookie, right? So he's making good decisions in some, sticky situations there, right? And so he's very poised, and I think it's one of the things we saw on tape, and then we get him here, and that's the way he is, day in and day out. So kind of mature beyond his years. So still got a lot of work to do, though. I we got a good team we're playing this Sunday night, short week for us. I'm going to try and get some rest and get back at it here. So glory to God for the win. Praise Him in all ways, all, and no matter we win or we lose. And so I'm extremely grateful for His blessings.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.